Did you know hackers and other malicious types are trying to steal your data, not just through your personal computer, but increasingly through the one thing you never leave home without, and that one device you look at it about 200 times a day? Yes, your smartphone. Android phones, in particular, are a huge target, in part because it's the world's number one operating system, by far. But there's also some inherent vulnerabilities with the operating system. ESET, one of the world's most renowned and regarded cybersecurity companies, just detected a massive threat targeting Android phones. And so joining us on the line to tell us what happened and some tips, to give us some tips for consumers and businesses to protect your personal info on your smartphone, we're joined by Alexi Doré-Janka, Security Intelligence Team Lead at ESET Canada. Welcome to the show, Alexi.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Before we dive into this story, tell us a bit about ESET. It's ESET. This is a big company out of Slovakia, correct?
It is pretty big. It was actually founded in 1992, so almost 35 years old. And we are a business specializing in building security software and services for consumers and businesses. And last time I looked at the numbers, we are currently protecting over 100 million users in more than 200 countries. And we are present in Canada. We have a sales office in Toronto and, of course, a great research center in Montreal, which where I'm based from.
Mm-hmm. And that just opened. I was unable to make the event. I was invited. I was very happy to be invited, but I was out of town. So I know that just opened up in Montreal. I know that our listeners are going to hear a lot more about ESET going forward, whether you're a consumer who just uses your devices like laptops and tablets and smartphones, or you run a small business and you are tasked with protecting your data. We can't go a day without reading a headline about a massive data breach or a hack or a nasty virus. So it is essential that we protect our devices. But we've been focusing so much on the personal computer that we forgot about that one device we all carry around with us, our smartphone. So there was some malware or malicious software found to infect a number of Android devices buried inside of what looked like a weather app. So tell us what happened, Alexi.
So early February, we discovered an app on the official Google Play Store that had a really suspicious behavior. So we performed an analysis and determined it was actually a malware posing as a legitimate application called Good Weather. So it's the same name as a real legitimate weather application. The malware did provide real weather forecasts, but also requested some unusual permissions, such as to read all your incoming text messages. So as soon as we knew this was bad, we notified Google, who removed it from the Play Store almost immediately. In total, the app was available for download for only 48 hours, but that was enough to infect up to 5,000 people. And a little bit later that month, we discovered a new version of the same malware, this time posing as the app called World Weather, which stayed up on the Google Play Store for almost 10 days this time. And we confirmed 2,800 infection of that second version.
Wow. So what happened to those who did download it? So you said about 5,000 people it could have infected. And what was the intent of the person or persons who wrote this malicious code that was buried inside of this weather app?
The code was designed to steal banking information. So the app was built to spy on all the running apps on the device, and as soon as a banking application was launched, the malware would look at the application and display a fake login screen on top of the real application and use it to steal the user's credentials and send them to the operators. In the first version, the February version, the operators were only targeting banks in Turkey. But in the second version, at the end of the month, they expanded their operation and targeted over 70 banks in four European countries.
Wow. Now, with over 2 million apps at the Google Play Store and about the same amount or a little bit less at Apple's App Store, how does a company like ESET find an app and comb through its code and find this malicious, this Trojan inside?
This is the great question. This is where we have skilled researchers that will look for signs of malicious activity in different ways. We have lots of internal technologies that allow us to determine if an application is legitimate or if it's malicious.
Hmm.
And as soon as we see suspicious signs, we dive in and we do the research.
We're chatting with Alexei Doré-Janka. He is the security intelligence team lead at ESET Canada. He's based in Quebec. He's joining us on the line to talk about ESET, the company, as well as them detecting some suspicious apps at the Google Play Store for Android devices. And they had successfully had helped to remove these apps, but there might have been some damage done. So this is what we often call a Trojan, as I mentioned earlier, I guess like the Trojan horse in which the Greeks concealed themselves in order to enter Troy. So how do we protect ourselves from these? If someone says, oh, this looks like a good app, I'd like to know what the weather is, and they download this app, what are some tips or some advice you can give, Alexei, on how to minimize the odds of us getting infected?
One of the things people can look at is the date when the app became available in the store. So a popular, legitimate app should have been inserted in the store a long time ago. But if you are looking at a very popular app that just got in a few days ago, that should raise a flag that something might be wrong, and we might need to look more deeply in the app. Also, looking at the permissions requested by the application you're installing is very important. It's not normal that a weather application would request access to all your incoming text messages.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, sometimes when we grant permissions after installing a new app, it makes sense. So if Google Maps, for example, wants to have access to your phone's location data, that makes sense because this app or this mapping program wants to know where you are in this city to determine where to go when you're looking for directions. That makes sense to me. Or if Facebook wants access to your photo album so you can upload a photo to your social media site, that makes sense. But when it's suspicious, like asking for access to read your text messages, and it's just a weather app, that should raise some red flags.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why is Android, Alexei, more of a vulnerable operating system than Apple's iOS?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say it's more vulnerable in the large sense of the word, but you know, Google faces the same challenges as Apple when it comes to the malicious application in their stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, but we do see a lot more malicious apps in the Google Play Store than the Apple Store itself. So we don't know why, but that's what we're seeing. And another thing that comes into play is the high fragmentation of the Android operating system version running on the phones all over the world. So, you know, Apple controls both the software and the hardware at the same time, so they're able to push software updates to all their phones very, very quickly. That is not the case for Android. The security patches need to trickle down to the phone manufacturer, then to the telco, and then to the end user's phone.
We've only got a minute left, Alexei. Tell us about ESET's mobile security offering. It's an app for your Android device.
Yeah, so we have a free app on the Google Play Store. The main feature, of course, is an antivirus running there. It's going to scan any app that you're going to try to install and block anything malicious. We have a version, premium version, that has additional features such as anti-theft, remote wiping, location tracking. All the details are available on our website, www.eset.ca, as well as for the pricing information of the premium version.
I use ESET on my Samsung phone, my Galaxy S7 Edge, and it's awesome. It has caught some issues that I didn't detect and has quarantined and deleted them. It scans my memory card and a lot more. So it's a great tool. It's available at the Google Play Store, ESET, and of course, it's also on computers and tablets as well. Alexei Doré-Janka, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Have a good rest of your evening.
You